With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. New York Attorney General Letitia James charged with mortgage fraud. She was indicted on charges of bank fraud and false statements to financial institutions. Now, James, meanwhile, decries the indictment as, quote, nothing more than a continuation of the president's desperate weaponization of our justice system. The deployment of National Guard troops in the Chicago area blocked by a judge for the next 2 weeks. The ruling says it finds no substantial evidence that a danger of rebellion is brewing in Illinois. United States sending 200 troops to Israel to monitor the Gaza ceasefire deal.
Officials say the troops will be part of a team that includes partner nations, non-governmental organizations, and private sector representatives. They will establish a civil military coordination center in Israel to help facilitate the flow of humanitarian aid as well as logistical and security assistance.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Now, eager for the bloodshed and destruction to stop, many Palestinians in Gaza relieved to hear the news that Israel and Hamas had agreed to a pause in the war, but it was mixed with pain from staggering losses and concern about what comes next. Ed Donahue reports.
The United Nations World Food Program says they're taking advantage of a ceasefire deal in Gaza to feed hundreds of starving people. UN Emergency Relief Coordinator Tom Fletcher says their plan is in place.
170,000 metric tons, food, medicine, and other supplies are in place.
In Gaza, the World Food Program's Antoine Renard says people there have been desperately waiting for this moment.
They've been displaced multiple times, chased by the threat of hunger and malnutrition.
And many parts of the western U.S. could see extremely heavy rain over the weekend. This is SRN News. A new poll asked Americans of faith what they think about journalism.
The numbers come from the Public Religion Research Institute, and they find that 45% of white Catholics and 44% of white mainline Protestants say they trust the country's traditional mainstream news sources, compared to just 29% of white evangelical Protestants. What's of note here is that less than half of any of those groups trust the mainstream media at all. And the poll also finds that large percentages of religious Americans don't pay any attention to the news at all. Michael Harrington reporting.
State governments continue to add non-Christian holidays to their calendars. California, the third state to designate Diwali as an official statewide holiday. Diwali is celebrated by Hindus, Sikhs, and Buddhists. California law allows not only public schools, but also community colleges to close on the holiday. This is SRN News. A snack giant hopes a bevy of new offerings will turn its fortunes around.
PepsiCo says new products will boost flagging consumer demand in the coming year. The offerings include things like protein-infused Starbucks coffee, low-sugar Gatorade, and Doritos made of all-natural ingredients. Rapidly changing consumer preferences have been dogging the maker of Frito-Lay snacks and Pepsi beverages for much of 2025. Bob Agner reporting.
Princess of Wales has a suggestion for parents. Put down the cell phone. Kate, as she is commonly known, says technology is contributing to an epidemic of disconnection that is hurting families. She adds devices that promise to keep us connected often do just the opposite. In an essay posted on the Royal Foundation Center of Early Childhood website, she says, look the people you care about in the eye. More details at srnnews.com.